E2, you ran up the beak and nutted it. By the time it came around, you'd blown the special oil up its nostrils. That had taken all day to make, and the stink of it had emptied the watch house, and it took one look at you and thought you were its mum. A heron was useful. It could carry equipment. But Buggy preferred a sparrowhawk for traffic patrol. It was better for hovering. He slotted the portable semaphore arms onto the post he'd secretly installed weeks ago. Then he unshipped a tiny telescope from the heron's saddlebags and strapped it onto the edge of the stone, looking almost straight down. Buggy liked moments like this. It was the only time that everyone else was smaller than him. "Now let's see what we can see," he muttered. There were the university buildings, there was the clock tower of old Tom and the unmistakable bulk of Sergeant Detritus climbing amongst the nearby chimneys. The yellow light of the gathering storm glinted off the helmets of watchmen who were hurrying through the streets. And there, creeping along behind the parapet, "Gotcha," he said quietly, and reached for the handles of the semaphore. "DTRTS space, HDNG space, OL space TM," said Cheery. Vimes nodded. Detritus was on the roof near the tower of old Tom, and Detritus carried a siege crossbow that three men couldn't lift, and had converted it to fire a thick sheaf of arrows all at once. Mostly they shattered in the air because of the forces involved, and the target was hit by an expanding cloud of burning splinters. Vimes had banned him from using it on people. But it was a darn good way of getting into buildings. It could open the front door and the back door at the same time. "Tell him to fire a warning shot," he said. "If he hits Carcer with that thing, we won't even find a corpse." "Though I'd quite like to find a corpse," he added to himself. "Yes, sir." Cheery pulled a couple of white-painted paddles out of her belt, sighted on the top of the tower and sent a brief signal. There was an answering signal from the distant buggy. "DTRTS space, WRNG space, SHD," Cheery muttered to herself as she waved the rest of the message. There was another answering dip from above. A moment later, a red flare shot up from the top of the tower and exploded. It was an efficient way of getting everyone to pay attention. Then Vimes saw the message relayed. Around the university buildings, watchmen who'd also seen the order ducked into doorways. They knew about the bow. There were a few seconds for the troll to work out the spelling, a distant heavy thud, a sound like a swarm of hellish bees, and then a crash of tiles and masonry. Pieces of tile rained down into the square. An entire chimney, still with a wisp of smoke coming from it, smashed down a few yards from where Vimes was standing. Then there was the patter of dust and small bits of wood, and a gentle shower of pigeon feathers. Vimes shook some flakes of mortar off his helmet. "Yes, well, I think he's been warned," he said. Half a weathercock landed next to the chimney. Cheery blew some feathers off a telescope and sighted on the top of the tower again. "Boogie says he's stopped moving, sir," she reported. "Really, you surprise me." Vimes adjusted his belt. "And now you can give me your crossbow. I'm going up." "Sir, you said no one was to try to arrest him. That's why I sent the signal to you." "That's right. I'm going to arrest him. Right now. While he's counting all his bits to check he's still got 'em. Tell Detritus what I'm doing, because I don't want to end up as £160 of cocktail delicacies." "No, don't keep opening your mouth like that. By the time we've sorted out backup and armour and got everyone lined up, he'll have dug in somewhere else." The last words were delivered at a run. Vimes reached the door and darted inside. New Hall was student accommodation, but it was still only 10:30, so most of them would be in bed. A few faces looked around doors, and Vimes trotted along the corridor and reached the stairwell at the far end. That took him, walking now and rather less sure of his future, to the top floor. Let's see, he'd been here before. Yes, there was a door ajar, and a glimpse of mops and buckets suggested that this was a janitor's cupboard, with, at the far end, a ladder leading up to the roof. Vimes carefully cocked the crossbow. So, Carcer had a watch crossbow too. They were good classic single-shot models, but they took a while to reload. If he fired at Vimes and missed, then that was the only shot he'd get. After that, you couldn't plan. Vimes climbed the ladder and the song came back. "They rise feet up, feet up, feet up," he hissed under his breath. He stopped just below the